Good morning. So, this morning we are covering the subject of why me, Lord? And I have come through an incredibly difficult childhood and upbringing in so many different ways, being somewhat autistic, not knowing about it, being treated the way I was, winding up getting involved with, the dark side, getting possessed, being delivered by the Lord, and then being set free. And then, of course, many different things since then. And one of the things that's become very real is my relationship with the Lord. And so I speak to him. I have always, remember, I went through 17 different schools before I got to high school. We moved around a heck of a lot. And, when you arrive at a school and looking back, I had no idea about any sort of social norms, what you should or shouldn't say, and all the rest of it. So I was in trouble from virtually from day one. No idea how to make friends. So I always wound up being that scapegoat, that person that the rough crowd wanted to have there just so that they can get them to hold the bag at the end of whatever they were doing. And it's one of the reasons I really got messed up is hanging with the wrong people. And then when I was delivered, that was my absolute knowledge. Well, actually, while I was possessed, I absolutely knew how real that side was because that thing lives with me for 2.5 years and just made my life and everybody else's life around me absolute hell. And I got to understand how that side works. But I also discovered that the Lord was walking with me even through all that time. And so he and I grew incredibly close. He was the only real friend I ever had. Not that I really fully understood that, but I remember arriving at one particular class, and it was my first day at that class. It was halfway through the year. Everybody else knew one another, and I arrived there and I got my little suitcase, and I just remember saying, "Jesus, you and me." And then, of course, later on, when I was really trying to be part of the groups and all the rest of it, I really fell off the bus there. But the real point is that I've got my stories of why me. But in asking these questions of the Lord, he also provided me answers, but he told me stories. And he took me to places and showed me things that that gave me answers. Now, I have this resource, which is called Why Me, Lord, and that's the email if you want to reach me, and that's what I do. I just provide question answers, testimonies, discuss talents and finding them and honing them. How do you go about doing that? Spiritual warfare training. That's basically what I do. These are three books that you can get on Amazon. And if you go there, you can click on that. You can get free resources, etc. Those books are available in PDF from there too. It's amazing. So many people in the world, they absolutely don't see a value in something unless it's something you can buy. So you can buy it if you want to, or you can go get it for free. Shooting myself in the foot as far as finances are concerned, but the Lord's got me, so I'm okay. So there are a number of these different topics, and basically, what I'm going to do with this session is I'm just going to start at the top, work my way down. I probably won't finish in this session, but I'll tell you the stories. And because nobody knows when they're no longer going to be here, right? So it's no good that the stories just die with me. That's crazy. Everyone has fruit, and your fruit is not something that you keep for yourself. Your fruit is for other people. So may the Lord truly bless you through this. Okay, I do have my sound cancelling on my headphones, so I'm hoping that any background noises are lost. Otherwise, just bear with me. I am pretty much a novice at this, right? But the Lord's with us. So, what am I and why am I here? Now, you'll see that when we go into each of these, there are scriptures, there are statements, and these scriptures and statements are for you to go and do your homework on. I will tell you the story, and I will tell you the story. And I've got two stories for this one. One. So, there are two stories for this one. What am I and why am I here? All right. Now, as we go through these stories, you'll find that they intermesh with one another in different ways as they do what parables do, right? Parables are there for people to just get the gist of something, and spiritually they'll get it. Now, Jesus made a specific statement. He said, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." Now, the truth is, how can you have ears to hear? You'd have to be given those ears by God. And so there are people of the world who will listen to these stories and they'll be absolutely meaningless and useless to them. And then there will be people who have woken up inside, Christian or not, but they belong to the Lord, and they will hear, and they will get it in a way that the Holy Spirit will make it real to them, right? And so God knows who's his children, and he will inspire within each person. That maybe only one story out of all of these stories actually is hitting home with you. And that's fine. That's fine. The Lord knows how to do that.